lovely song, Grover Washington Jr., with Bill Withers on vocals and just the two of us. Sybil has the first auction item.
And our first item this evening is dinner in Neus, a voucher for dinner there. And where would Cupid Love take his Cupidess, I wonder?
Oh, I don't know.
David, how about putting in a bid for this one? A voucher for Neus restaurant to take your loved one to dinner. Bids, please, on 729-444.
729-444, and we've a load of lines going there, so you should get through pretty easily. Care 82 this Saturday afternoon. It's 10 minutes after 5 o'clock. We've had a bid for our Neves voucher from John O'Halloran, who lives in Chapel Izzard. He says £10 and it's worth 30 quid, so we'll wait and see if it goes a little higher, Sybil.
And the number once more is 729-444. Keep those bids coming in. But right now, a record from the current top 30, and one of my own personal favourites.
Your life, you're a discontented mother, and as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's truth. That's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter.
Charlene, I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Sybil!
We've auctioned 41 items to date, and the total stands at the moment at a staggering £6,208.
Here's a Radio Nova extra. Andy Archer is standing on the front steps of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. The first person onto Herbert Street with £20 in their hand will get that Simon and Garfunkel ticket, and that is a giveaway. 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. You can't miss Andy Archer, I'll tell you that.
More music, Maestro.
Radio Nova, playing all over Dublin, now.
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we? What we need to survive, together alive. Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we? We'll be right back.
This summer, we have extra high season availability to Spain on the Costa del Sol. Departures on July 1st, 12th, and the August weekend. This year, Holiday in Torremolinas, Vela Medina, Fuengirola, and Marbella with sunshine holidays. Ask about our special family favorites on our July 1st departure. You can't afford to stay at home. And remember, we are fully bonded. Contact your travel agent or Sunshine Holidays at once for your holiday this year in the sun. Telephone 781-033. That's 781-033.
In this week's Sunday Journal.
Read all about it. Read all about it.
Next September, thousands of children start second-level school for the first time. For parents, the choices are now greater than ever. As Britain prepares to go to war in the Falklands, we look back at the 12-year war which has kept British troops pinned down in the north. There's a special feature on Alex Higgins, the man who came from a hospital bed to top the snooker world. Fergal Quinn, the supermarket chief, is the subject of the Sunday interview.
Read all about it.
All in this week's Great Sunday Journal.
Harris's of Angel Street. We are offering the very best in home entertainment and accessories. Come in and see our range of TV, video, hi-fi, domestic appliances and Maxell recording accessories. To all our video purchases, we offer free membership of Video Library, free first 10 films of your choice, free a 3-hour blank video cassette. We also offer same-day delivery service and installation at no extra cost. We can arrange finance if necessary. Quality products at sensible prices. Harris's of Angel Street, just up from Dockwell.
Your music is Radio Nova.
for playing the best music. That's Frankie and the Knockouts and Sweetheart.
And David, I've just made my first sale.
Oh, congratulations.
That Nice restaurant voucher I was talking about has gone to Jackie Williams for £25. Have a lovely meal.
And even guaranteed, Liam Silk will give them a super night. Thank you to Brendan Fastenage, the big, big name with the big reputation, for a donation of £200.
And the current total is £6,828. Ride Like the Wind. And a solicitor's fee voucher to the value of £400 has been bought at the bargain price of £250 by Mr. Slane.
Twenty-seven minutes after 5 o'clock, time to go to Michael O'Brien for news of the FA Cup final.
Thank you, David. And what a fascinating period of extra time at Wembley Stadium this afternoon. Stalemate at the end of ordinary time, nil all, despite continuous Tottenham pressure. Then, with only 8 minutes of extra time remaining, a Glenn Hoddle effort swept into the net. Rangers battled back and rewarded with a Terry Fenwick goal 3 minutes later. Fenwick, the first full-back to score in a Wembley Stadium. Queen's Park Rangers 1, Tottenham 1, and a very interesting replay in prospect next Thursday. In the Scottish Cup final, Aberdeen 4, Rangers 1. So victory for Aberdeen. Back to Sybil and David.
Thank you, Michael. right into the 70s. A favourite from the band Bread with David Gates and, of course, the Guitar Man. Radio Nova, Operation NovaCare 82. We're raising $7,000 for a kidney machine for the Meath Hospital. We've just sold a 3AM voucher. That's for 20 quid's worth of gear in 3AM for 15 quid to C. Donnelly. That's all I know about it, C. Donnelly. And Andy Archer's efforts on the front steps of Herbert Street worked out very well. Father Declan Doyle called to the door and bought the ticket, the Simon & Garfunkel ticket, for 20 notes. And he wants to say hello to all the old folks in Verschoyle Court, I think it is. I think that's right.
Right, and we've another auction item. Buy it, read it, love it, as they say. Or in this case, get it for free, a year subscription to IT magazine. Phone calls, I think we're still taking them on 729-444, am I correct?
That's right, Sybil.
All right, David, more music. And this record which we chose because why?
So I like it.
You like the girls on the cover.
Also, Hickson's Holidays are offering a £200 holiday voucher. We're looking for about 75 quid or 100 to start us off. It's 729-444.
I had a dream, there was a rainbow over the mountains, over the sea.
Thank you.
Kim Wilde, her current song, that's called View from a Bridge, 14 minutes before 6 o'clock. And we'd like to say a big thank you now to Gordon in Cornelscourt. Hello, Gordon, for his £30 donation just a few minutes ago. And he also donated a jar of executive apple drops, which are coming up later on. And Gordon has supported us in a lot of ways. He was down at Operation Novacare Disco in the television club last night. And he also is coming along to Timmermans tonight. So thank you, Gordon, for that. And we also like to say another big thank you to
Mr. Teddy Bear Hickson himself for the use of his offices and for all his kind donations. And a newsflash, our total stands at £7,637.
Oh, yes. We've done it, Seb.
We saw a chance and we took it.
The LP called Ark of a Diver, While You See a Chance.
Whoa,
the champagne cork has
blowing.
Popped because we've
David,
reached...
I thought you'd like a glass of champagne. You've worked so hard. Sorry for spilling it all over you, Sybil.
I don't mind.
So there we are. Champagne for you.
Champagne and roses.
Hello. This is very hectic
champagne
here.
Champagne for you as well.
£7,637.
We're heading towards 12 grand, Sybil.
And
so
the Beatles autographed yet to come. And the last time we heard, the bid was £1,000.
Oh, that's super. Okay.
So, a glass of champagne. Right. Drink
cheers
to our wonderful, noble listeners.
Cheers.
To the listeners.
Mm.
waiting for, and my time was running wild in me in dead-end streets, and every time I thought I had got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Sides, but never leave the stream of warm permanence, and so the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same, and these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware what they're going through.
Change it. Turn and face the strain.
Change it. Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Change it. Turn and face the strain.
Change it. Where's your shame? Your left is up to her next to me. Time may change me, but you can't.
The LP Changes One, and the song is Changes. Look at this. Beatles have been bought by a garage owner who wishes to remain anonymous. He paid £1,000. That brings our grand total to £8,637. Well, £1,637 over what we wanted, but we need more. We're going towards 10 grand, Sam. It's not right.
Still going strong. And another change. We've changed our phone lines back to 604043 or 604063. Keep those bids coming in.
What a husky voice you've got today, Sam.
Thank you, Andrew.
Oh, the best possible time.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Paul and John Oates' Kiss on my list. We're all celebrating here. £8,637 is the running total at the moment.
I think it's very funny, Dave, if I may say so, because we have the head of news, the managing director, and I've just dropped the head of news as champagne.
Champagne all over her toes.
And the program controller and the head of sales in here, and we're all hoarse.
It's not a voice
between us. It just proves the amount of hard work that went into today.
Yeah. I would actually like to thank all of you for taking sort of a great deal of help. Many, at the beginning of this radio station, I took an active part in everything. And this last project we've done, raising the money for this kidney machine, I'm actually nervous, is very much self-motivated. As self-motivated by the staff that work for Radio Nova, and they've run around, they've organised it, and it's been marvellous. And I'd also like to thank the man who paid £1,000 for the Beatles autographs. He has another project to do with that, which he may be able to help us even further in the future. But well done. He wants to stay anonymous, and fair enough. And he's coming in later on to pay us and to collect this wonderful item. And I'd just like to thank everybody for making it a wonderful day, and I hope listeners have enjoyed it as well. My voice is broken and gone. And I think on Monday we will have down possibly the man who's supplying the machine, which, funnily enough, he left the machine here about 5 weeks ago. I think he thought we'd forgotten about it. But it looks as if we've got the bank draft for you now. And he actually gave us a discount too, didn't he?
Because
we're a radio station, he knocked £300 on.
Thank you very much. It's 8,637. We're going to try for 10 grand today.
Yeah, we'll try it after
Why
news.
Why not?
Okay.
In Dublin for the weekend... Looking for action? Then Santley Stock Car Raceway is the place to be this Sunday. Come and see some of the greatest stock car racing drivers in Ireland in action. Come early and see the Grand Parade. They're off at 3:15. See you there.
Are you looking for a bargain used car? Well, let the buyer beware. Because unless you're an expert, at best, you could be buying somebody else's troubles. Or at worst, you could be buying a death trap. Pit Stop. The DIY garage people can now perform an independent comprehensive test on any car. A computer readout test that will reveal major mechanical and safety defects and indicate what action should be taken. Remember, if a seller is prepared to put his used car through the Pit Stop test, then you're probably onto a good thing. The test costs £19.47, that included. And it's a new service from Pit Stop, the revolutionary DIY garage. Pit Stop, Unit 33, Dublin Industrial Estate, opposite Glasnevin Cemetery.
Just trust the big, big name with the big reputation. For service and value, it's known throughout the nation.
Brendan Fasnich, the big name that brings you the best deals in Mercedes, Audi, Volkswagen and Mazda. And we're open Sunday, 2 till 5. For reliability, value and service,
buy your car from... Brendan Fasnich,
the big name, at 266546.
Broadcasting from Dublin City on 8:46 a.m. and 88 FM stereo. This is Radio Nova, where the time now is exactly 6 o'clock.
Nova News and Sports Roundup with Michael O'Brien and Brian Dobson. Good evening. First, the headlines. Britain says its troops have established a firm presence on the Falkland Islands, but the operation had its price. Argentine aircraft are said to have sunk a British frigate during the fighting. In Rome, the Pope has called for a ceasefire in the South Atlantic, and at home, a leading trade unionist has sounded a note of caution over union objections to PRSI.
In sport, the FA Cup final ends in stalemate, and in Scotland, Aberdeen win the trophy there.
With British troops digging in on the Falkland Islands, the British Defence Secretary, John Nott, has said a frigate with the British task force in the South Atlantic was sunk during yesterday's Argentine air raids on the fleet. HMS Ardent, a Type 21 frigate, was hit by bombs and rockets and sank last night. News of this latest British loss came in a statement from the British Defence Secretary at lunchtime today. He said 20 of the crew were still missing and about another 30 injured. He told reporters the landing was a complete success and that a firm bridgehead had been established at Port San Carlos, which lies some 50 miles to the east of the main Argentine garrison at Port Stanley. It's thought there are still some 5,000 British troops at San Carlos, and they set up artillery, including anti-aircraft weapons. Mr. Nott said the landing had achieved tactical surprise, and while it took place, British troops carried out a series of other raids. They captured an Argentine position at Fanning Head, overlooking the Falkland Sound, and a raid was mounted against Goose Green Airfield, and Harrier jets attacked the airport at Port Stanley. The Defence Ministry in London say two British helicopters were lost, and a Harrier is missing. As British troops established their positions on the islands, the Argentine Air Force launched heavy raids on the British fleet. About 40 planes took part, and 16 are believed to have been shot down along with four helicopters.
Four British ships were damaged in the Argentine air raids, one of them seriously, but according to Mr. Knott, they all remain operational. Concluding his statement, the Defence Secretary said the British forces could expect fresh attacks, but he added they were fighting from a position of strength. We are back in the Falkland Islands, he said. We are back in strength. The official Argentine news agency has said its forces are in control of the situation and that only 400 British troops remain at San Carlos. The British Prime Minister, Mrs. Margaret Thatcher, said this afternoon that the task force had been operating magnificently, but she wouldn't comment on the loss of HMS Ardent. Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council are to resume their debate on the Falklands crisis at 8 o'clock this evening. It said that Britain feels the meeting is unnecessary at this time. The Pope has called for an immediate ceasefire in the Falklands conflict. He is reported to have sent telegrams to the British Prime Minister and to the Argentine leader, General Galtieri. Pope John Paul said he was deeply anguished at the news from the Falklands. Nevertheless, there's growing speculation that he'll go ahead with his visit to Britain. Speaking to journalists in Rome this morning, he said he was hoping against hope the visit would go ahead. In Dublin, Paddy Cardiff of the Federated Workers Union of Ireland has said the trade union movement is in danger of acting contrary to its objectives on the issue of PRSI. Speaking to the union's annual delegate conference, Mr. Cardiff said it was the trade union movement which had actively campaigned for PRSI as a means of keeping the incomes of the unemployed above the poverty level. Other international news, the American Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger has called for an end to Soviet access to Western military technology. He said the Soviet Union had obtained a wide range of equipment of critical importance to their military program under the guise of purchases for civilian objectives. Speaking in New York, Mr. Weinberger said, "We have been giving them the rope to hang us." He said tougher controls were now being imposed by the United States and other industrial Western countries to monitor the export of technology to the Soviet Union. In Washington, a clinical psychologist has said that tests on John Hinchley Jr., the man who's accused of trying to kill President Reagan, show he's severely mentally disturbed. The psychologist was giving evidence at Hinchley's trial. Finally, the Indian Prime Minister, Indira Gandhi, is to pay an official visit to the United States in July, according to sources in New Delhi. She's expected to meet President Reagan on July 29th. It'll be the first visit to the United States since 1971. Relations between India and the U.S. have been strained recently, particularly by a U.S. decision to supply F-16 fighter aircraft to Pakistan. With news draft this afternoon's report, here's Michael O'Brien.
Thank you, Brian. Well, Queen's Park Rangers 1, Tottenham 1. That was the score in the FA Cup final, which took place this afternoon at Wembley Stadium, featuring the two teams from London, Tottenham from Division 1 and Queen's Park Rangers of the 2nd Division. The game itself was very much a cut-and-thrust affair, with the more fluid skills of Tottenham very much in the dominant role. Yet it was the relentless tackling of the Rangers' defence that thwarted Tottenham on so many occasions. And the last bastion of that defence was, of course, goalkeeper Peter Hucker. A monument of courageous action, he dived, ran and jumped, and generally performed calisthenics various to keep Rangers in the game. The second half followed the same pattern of the first, with Archibald misusing many an opportunity to put Tottenham ahead. The full-time whistle sounded the end of ordinary time. The players received their respective pep talks and faced another 30 minutes. It wasn't until the second period of extra time that the deadlock was broken. A Glenn Hoddle goal shot ricocheting off Tony Curry's legs and into the corner of the net. Rangers were by no means finished, however, and 3 minutes later got an equaliser through Terry Fenwick. Fenwick, incidentally, the first fullback to score in a Wembley final. Time pressed on and the game ended. A replay at the same venue next Thursday. And one wonders what Ricardo Villa, sidelined as a result of events in the South Atlantic, thought of it all. Queen's Park Rangers 1, Tottenham 1. In Scotland, Aberdeen and Rangers went to extra time, whereupon Aberdeen took command, winning in the end by 4-1. Some other sporting snippets still with soccer. Irish international Ronnie Whelan has been named English Young Player of the Year. Whelan, who scored twice in the English League Cup final and helped Liverpool to win their 13th league championship, earned the award ahead of his fellow teammate Ian Rush. In motorsport, tomorrow's Monaco Grand Prix has produced a good deal of surprise as a result of today's practice. René Arnoux, driving in the Renault, negotiated the tricky 3.3-kilometre circuit a lot better than was expected. Ricardo Patrese in the Brabham is in second position, with Ireland's Derek Daly in a Williams in eighth position on the grid. And finally, tennis, more surprise on the tennis front. Unseeded Pablo Aria of Peru has reached the semi-final of the Italian Open Tennis Championship. He defeated Johan Krejc 2-6, 6-2, 6-3 in the quarterfinal. His next opponent, Elliot Telcher of the US. Brian.
Good man, Michael. Thanks very much. The weather is the same for all areas. Clear spells with some scattered showers becoming heavy at times. Temperatures around normal, winds fresh to gusty, south to southwesterly. That's the Nova News and Sports Roundup at just 7 minutes past six.
Radio Nova.
Last year's, number one song in America, Kim Carnes and Betty Davis Eyes.
And happy birthday, Jonathan Leonard, who moves into double figures today, celebrating his 10th birthday, whether he knows it or not. That request came in from Damien and Jacqueline, and a Mr. or Mrs. Anonymous has donated £5 to the Operation Novacare.
It all counts, you know. Dr. Don Moore of AORD has donated a two-way citizen band radio, and it's worth £80, so we're looking for bids on that. And thank you very much, Don. Don, the respected old surgeon of radio.
And our phone lines, incidentally, are now open on 604043.
Or 604063. It's Fennel and Harvey selling themselves till 8 o'clock this evening. On our number, 604043, 604063.
Don't talk.
Just a young girl still in school. How come you never learned the golden rule? Don't talk to strangers and don't be a fool. I'm hearing stories, I don't think that's cool. Why don't you tell me someone is loving you? Cause you're my girl, some say it's no longer true. You're seeing I'm begging you, please don't talk to strangers.
was getting back to me. Now who can stand what I've been hearing now? Love hurts when only one's in love. Did you fall at first sight or did you need a show? I'm begging you, please don't talk to strangers. Baby, don't you go. Don't talk to strangers. You know he'll only leave you out. Don't talk, don't talk, don't talk. Don't talk, don't talk to it. Nobody talk, nobody ever talk to you.
Springfield, the song called Don't Talk to Strangers. In America, he's a big star. He's in a series called General Hospital. And speaking of doctors, Dr. Don Moore has, as I said already, donated a Citizen Band radio worth £80. And we're looking for bids on that in Dublin 604043 and Dublin
604063. And Toff's Man Shop, that nice gentleman's outfitters who have outfitted David today, looking very suave, putting on the Toff's Man Shop, the management and staff there are real gents. They've donated £200. Many thanks to you all. That goes to Operation Novacare. And Hickson Holidays have donated a voucher for £200.
So we're looking for your bids now in Dublin. 604043.
And 604063. David, are you?
Girl crazy? Not me, oh no.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a happening.
And this is a discotheque commercial with a difference. We're telling you about Blinkers of Leopardstown Racecourse.
Who?
A night at Blinkers is not just another night at another disco. It's a happening. A new dimension in disco dancing. 5 nights a week, Wednesday to Sunday. 10 till 2, 2:30 Fridays. Just a short hop from the city. When you've spent a night at Blinkers of Leopardstown Racecourse, you'll know
that was a happening.
Super Spring Sale now on at all Friends, Ladies and Men shops. All the latest fashions now selling at unbeatable reductions. Don't miss Friends Super Spring Sale for top-notch fashions at rock-bottom prices. That's what Friends are for.
Each day, the Video Express departs from opposite the AIB Drive-In Bank on Bagot Street. The Video Express can take you on a thrilling journey through an exciting world of video entertainment. On board, you will encounter all the mystery, intrigue, romance, and adventure of all the best-loved VHS film titles. Video Express, opposite the AIB Drive-In Bank on Bagot Street. It's packed with first-class, non-stop video entertainment. Don't miss the Video Express, 600-119.
In Dublin for the weekend? Looking for action? Then Santry Stock Car Raceway is the place to be this Sunday. Come and see some of the greatest stock car racing drivers in Ireland in action. Come early and see the Grand Parade. They're off at 3:15. See you there.
Clutter-free. Nova 88 FM.
Love.
Andrews, that song called Love Plus One on Operation Novacare 82. Harvey and Fennel selling themselves till 8 o'clock. Now, if you want to go to the Simon and Garfunkel concert in June, I think it's the 15th of June, I think I'm right at that, two tickets available, 40 quid for the pair, to the first person who comes down to Herbert Street. Now, it's not as simple as that, because there's four people standing around Herbert Street, and one of them has it concealed on his person.
In other words, there's four Andrew Archers out there. All you've got to go and do is find out which is the real Andrew Archer.
So you go up and you say, are you Andy Archer? And if he says yes, you hand him 40 quid and they're yours. And if you don't, well...
If he says no, you don't believe him. You start searching for the tickets. Stella Garvey has donated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds. I don't know where she lives, but she's outside Dublin, a prefix of 041. Thank you, Stella Garvey. How did I make that calculation? On my Apollo 1 discount store calculator watch, valued at £25, which Apollo 1 have kindly donated, together with a full-circuit digital clock radio valued at £25. And we're looking for bids on those two items. Bids upwards from, £30, I should say, Dave.
Oh, I would think so. In Dublin, 604043.
And 604063. I'm used to this.
Come down to Herbert Street. There's all sorts of characters down here.
I can see them on the video screen. People are going round looking for tickets. Most unlikely places.
And they're hidden in the most unlikely places.
You're
as well.
Me.
40 quid a pair.
Have fun.
When you rise in the morning sun, I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come.
Saturday Night Fever, featuring John Travolta and other people. And how deep is your love? Now, Sybil, it's happening.
It's happening. There's all sorts of hijinks going on outside and Nova on the main Herbert Street. We're watching it on the videos. People search for those Simon and Garfunkel tickets.
If you're in the area of Herbert Street, why not drop along? Two Simon and Garfunkel tickets for £40. Here's Andrew Gold on Nova.
Talk to my baby on the telephone long distance. Never would have guessed I could miss someone so bad. Yeah.
really only met about a week ago, but it doesn't seem to matter to my heart. I know that I love her. I'm hoping that I'll never recover, 'cause she's good for me, and it would really make me happy to never let her slip away.
Song, Andrew Gold. We've sold a Hickson holiday voucher for £200 to Stephanie Kerwin for £135. So that's a real, real bumper bargain there for you, Stephanie. And thank you to Teddy Hinkson once again,
who donated that holiday. And the man who bought the legal voucher said that he didn't really need it, and he's re-donated it with his £250. We thank him for that. And we ask you once more for bids on the legal voucher. The phone number being
604-043.
And from 604-043.
Hello. Like the new blues song?
Uh-huh. From Kelly Casuals.
Very nice.
FX Kelly Casuals. 48 Grafton Street. Bring you the casuals she won't forget. Armani Blue Song, about £89.50.
Office equipment?
Yes.
Good. I need a smaller disc.
Company politics.
No, mahogany.
Oh,
sorry. No, they're putting the new photocopier in my office and to fit it in, I need a smaller desk.
Why not get a smaller photocopier?
Pardon?
Like the Sharp 750. Only a foot and a half square, packed with the most advanced, quiet and compact electronic technology in the world. Gives crisp, sharp copies onto any paper.
The Sharp 750?
Or the faster 770. Fancy a demonstration?
But I've no placard.
Of the Sharp 750 photocopier.
Oh, sorry.
Sharp photocopiers from Sharp Text.
This commercial is going to tell you about Gowan Motors' new and second-hand car sales. It'll tell you about the complete Talbot and Peugeot range stocked at Gowan Motors, including the new Talbot Samba. About the 50 new models, from £5,000 to £20,000. You'll hear about the great deal you get from Gowan Motors, and the good trade-ins. It'll tell you that Gowan Motors in Glenageary is headed by John Hayes. That's useful to know. Best of all, this commercial has just told you about your free set of Waterford Crystal. From guess where?
Your station. Radio number
The LP calls Sit Down and Relax. That's called Give Me Something. It's 24 minutes before 7 o'clock on Radio Nova. Harvey and Fano selling themselves for Operation Nova Care 82. Civil.
Selling themselves good old. And Marjorie Williams, your £1, £3. £13 has just bought you a digital watch from Apollo 1 discount stores. Thank you for that. It is a giveaway. And if you're one of the few people driving around in your car around Dublin City who can't pick Nova because you haven't got a car radio, well then how about a Pioneer car radio which has been donated courtesy of Annesley Motors. Bits on that please on 60403 and...
Two very fruity items. Gordon's... Yeah. shop in Cornell's Court, and good old Gordon supporting Novacare has donated a jar of executive apple drops. Now, if you don't know what executive apple drops
are... Oh, yes, we do. Executive apple drops come packed in their own little briefcases, each one individually wrapped.
Executive apple drops. It's a big jar of apple drops, and it's for busy executives who want to chew while they're doing big business deals on the phone. So, bids for that in Dublin, 604043.
The total standing at £8,898, the tension rising.
A little more music.
Blue eyes. Baby's got blue eyes like a deep blue sea on a blue, blue day.
Elton John, Baby's Got Blue Eyes. Blue-eyed Sybil, how about?
And Michael O'Reilly of Windsor Car Auctions is now the proud owner of the Beatles autographs. Very lucky man he is too. He's in the studio with us at the moment, and he asked us in particular to play a request for Merlin, Sarah and Patrick O'Reilly, all of whom are strong Beatle fans. He paid £1,000 for the autograph, and working that out, works out about £50 a letter, David.
Oh, my God.
The most expensive letters of the alphabet I've ever heard of,
oh
anyway.
God.
Michael O'Reilly, thank you very much for your generous donation.